Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by wonderful company and my younger sister. Hello, Elizabeth. Good to see you again on the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Bose & Company with Bitsy.
Literally, it's our summer hours. It's like you are our co-host for the summer season. And we have just been receiving such wonderful feedback about having you on the show, what you bring to the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they saying? Did you repeat it specifically?
Word for word. You're like, why has this come across my desk?
Yeah.
I like to keep it to myself.
Don't want to get my head too big.
Right. But we are recording today's episode on a very hot summer day. I mean,
steaming hot summer day.
I believe there is a heat wave that has just run through many of the states, mostly in the Midwest. I honestly, Elizabeth, I don't know how people in the South do it in the summer.
I don't know how people do it in the desert in Arizona. No, like, I don't know how people do it in a hot setting.
I don't know. Like, you're right. Arizona, where else? Texas.
Palm Springs. Like, I don't
Palm
think
Springs.
People are there in the summer, but
take
some
shelter.
People are. Take shelter. It's 96 degrees and we are basically hunkered down like a winter's day inside.
I mean, I guess that's like what we've heard from people is that it turns into their winter, which, like, I don't know if I would like that because it's so beautiful outside.
And you think you should be outside doing stuff.
But you can't breathe or think.
Yeah. Think, you know, or hear, kind of all your senses just go
shuts down.
Yeah,
engines are
bad
down.
For you to be in such severe heat.
And I was thinking about this laying in bed last night because such a fun game that I love to play with my life, and we kind of do it together.
Sure.
Is comparing like where we were last year at this time.
Oh, that's my favorite game.
We do this. We talk about it all the time. But do you remember when Claire and Connor went to their good friend's wedding?
Yes,
and it was in June. It was like right around this time,
mm-hmm.
And it was 90 something degrees at that wedding.
You are so right. Look at you. You're so
right. And I thought
right.
to myself, oh my God, this is the second year in a row we have had a June heat wave. You know how much I love the weather.
Yeah. I was also looking at Snap Memories, and it was raining on the same day last year that it was this year.
That's
so
crazy.
That's some crazy stuff for you. I don't know if that's voodoo or what.
No, I love like looking back at the year prior, day to day, and kind of
I love analyzing the weather and ourselves.
Totally.
Like year to year.
Year to year. I think it's a good comparison because you're only up against yourself, you know?
That should be your biggest competition in life.
Always.
Is your past self.
I will say I don't feel like as far as like the grass and the plants are taking much of a hit. I feel like everything in our yard is lush.
Well, it did. Here's the thing. It rained so severely for days, for like 3 or 4 days. And then it's so suffocatingly hot that maybe the plants are prepared.
Maybe the plants
Let's talk to the plants. Let's get a pulse check on the plants.
No one's ever checking up on them. They're working overtime. Their hydrangeas are blooming. The knockout roses have come. You know, everything's looking lush. And here we are just clipping, making flower arrangements.
Right.
You know,
using. using. It's like, what about the plants?
What do
they want?
Maybe they just
they're
don't
so
want to be
silent all the time. Like, what about photosynthesis?
What about, yeah,
how is
seriously.
She?
But honestly, our hydrangeas, like, I didn't realize how many hydrangeas we had installed at the house.
Well, this is the first kind of round of them blooming.
Elizabeth, they're everywhere.
No, I know. I live here. I look outside. I don't go outside, but I look outside and I'm like, you guys, great job. Round of applause to the hydrangeas.
Keep it up.
White, blue, a little bit of pink. It's the acidity of the soil that makes them that different color.
And absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah. And they don't get paid enough for it.
No, they don't. And then the hydrangeas at our lake house are also blooming.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be a hydrangea. Bad time to be a peony.
Oh, yeah.
Bad time to be a peony.
Kind of always a bad time to be a peony.
Always.
Unless you're in early June. Like, being a peony sucks. Like, seriously. I will say, I think they have the best marketing. I think peonies have a great PR team.
They do.
They put out a huge brand
push.
Awareness about, I want to say, like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Peonies were everywhere. Everybody wanted a peony in their wedding.
There was a big chunk of my life where I didn't know what a peony was. I would say up until like high school.
Yeah, I think maybe it was Gossip Girl when everyone like our age started watching and Blair was obsessed with peonies.
Because I always think of the one bush that Grammy has at the
lake house.
Literally
one bush.
One bush. And it has about a week and a half, 2 week lifespan.
A week.
Less than that. And they bloom. And yeah, of course they're gorgeous. And like, we all talk about it. And then they're gone.
And they're dormant.
I also like wouldn't say that like there's so many peonies that come in. You know, like it's
no.
Like we're cutting We're cutting 10 to 15 stems.
Are peonies a cheap flower?
No, they're really expensive.
Because they're so scarce?
They are. I know that they are expensive. Like, if you order peonies in bulk, like...
Where do they grow peonies year-round? Can they?
Yes. I know that hydrangeas are a cheaper flower because of, like, dollar hydrangea. Like, you can literally get, like, 7,000 hydrangeas but for, like, 50 cents. But you know
what? They're sturdy.
How much?
They're a hardy... Hydrangeas are a hardy plant.
Are peonies an expensive flower?
I love talk to text.
Okay. I believe that they are. It looks like you might be asking whether peonies are an expensive flower. Is that correct? You wrote flower, which could be a typo.
Like flower, like making flower. Making flower.
Well, I talk to text it. In season, $5 to $10 per stem.
That's out of expensive. Season,
$15 to $30 per stem.
For a peony. And the thing about peonies, so like I just said that hydrangeas are so hardy. Peonies are like this wimpy, like little ballet flower, like just falling apart every time you pick it up. There's ants riddled in the peonies.
Riddled. And that's like, why you're not lasting all summer, because your petals are falling off. You're barely, you know, blooming.
And that's why Emily Ombose sells fake peonies. You know what?
Yes, because you can get them year round. And that's
this wasn't even an integrated ad.
No, it wasn't. But like, look how seamless that worked.
Yeah.
We also sell, do we still sell? I think we sold out of them, but we also sold fake hydrangeas as well, which look like alarmingly real. Like, I just want to shout out the like faux flower industry, and they are, I don't know what, like, which they're working with, but they are eerily similar to a real stem. Eerily. Like, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, is that real, mom?
I don't
know.
Are you sure?
What's going on? I saw them in the front, but you got it back here too. What are we doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
My favorite flower is a ranuncula.
That is so Elizabeth. So bitsy coated.
I love ranunculas. I think they are the most intricate, gorgeous flower. And I like them, again, because they are hardy. A little bit hardier than a peony. They kind of emulate a peony.
Correct.
But they also emulate a rose. So it's like, no, it's a ranuncula. Like, and they don't grow... around here.
No, they don't.
I don't believe. Let's look it up.
Would you go so far as to say, like, you want, like,
ranunculas grow?
Would you want ranunculas at your wedding?
Oh, yes. Like, I will have a bouquet of ranunculas. They're found across the Americas, Europe, parts of Asia. Okay, so pretty much everywhere.
Okay,
all right. It's also known as the Persian buttercup.
A ranuncula is such a you flower.
It's seriously, like, they're stunning. And I love how, like, look how beautiful that is.
Oh my God, that's...
You look at the, like, actual inside, and it's like 30 little petals that make this tiny, tight circle.
You're right. It is like a peony and a rose collabed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't I think of any other flowers right now? All of them that's coming to mind is daisies, because I was in a garden over the weekend and they were growing daisies, white daisies, which were very tasteful as well. But I mean, I just wanted to kind of like talk about, we led into the weather and the hydrangeas and stuff. But
I watched a TikTok, totally cutting you off. I watched a TikTok. I don't think I told you this, where this woman was sobbing uncontrollably because her cat was dying of kidney failure and she couldn't figure it out. Turns out the lilies in her flower bouquet were poisoning her cats and killed her cat. So apparently, lilies of the valley are poisonous to cats.
Wait, I have so many questions.
I know.
Bouquet? Wait, did she have lilies in her garden?
No, in a bouquet in her house.
One bouquet killed her cat.
Yes, dead. It was like a week.
Well, maybe the cat had a lily allergy.
No, it said lilies are poisonous to cats. The other thing about lilies.
So many things we don't know about nature, which is so scary.
Seriously. The other thing about lilies is they will stain your clothes. If you get a little bit of that pollen on you, you're screwed.
I did want to circle back, though, to the plants.
And the weather. Okay. This is our meteorology
station. I also feel like there is not enough press. When it comes to, do you know what I'm going to say?
No, what?
Lavender.
Okay.
Where are they?
Wait, I have to tell you something. So, So, it was sophomore year. I'm walking back from a darty with all of my girlfriends. We're going back to the sorority dorms, and I see these beautiful shrubs and I scream, oh my God.
God, it's lavender.
Okay. And I pick up the what I think to be lavender, and I like do what we would do with lavender. You like put it right to your nose, you like smell it. You can even like I go and I take a huge chunk and I go and I'm sniffing all this lavender. It was not lavender.
Of course it wasn't.
It was not lavender. What? Miami University's not growing lavender. Yeah. On the campus. It was not lavender. It was, oh my God, there's another word for it.
You're like, it was poison ivy.
It was poison ivy. And I told mom and she was like, oh, that was probably this like off-brand lavender.
Why don't you look it up so we can have
off-brand lavender that grows in Ohio. It's called,
type in lavender dupe.
Lavender. It's oh my God, this is gonna, it's called like le.
Did you have any side effects though?
Well, yeah, I started sneezing uncontrollably.
Yeah, I broke out in a rash.
It's called like lare. What is a type of purple plant that grows
in Midwestern Ohio climate?
Oh, it's gonna kill me. It's gonna kill me. Lupin? No. Oh, wait. No. This is going to really affect me and I won't be able to move on.
I don't think we can actually continue the show until you figure this out.
I am not going to be able to.
You're like, sorry, I'm on Instagram. Sorry, I'm answering some emails.
Sorry, I'm like. All right, well, you guys are going to. Oh, my God. I know mom told me what it was and it was like, but it wasn't lavender.
Right.
Anyways, I completely mistook it for lavender. I love lavender.
Yes.
Which doesn't, I don't believe, grow in Ohio.
That sounds like a long shot for it to grow in Ohio. You know what I've had growing since probably Easter, which I think is not that long?
What?
Is my orchid in my apartment. Oh, yeah,
talk about that.
I have a yellow orchid, and yeah, it's kind of like my pet. And it's stayed alive for like a long time. And I mean, I water it like once or twice a week with an ice cube.
Oh, I was going to say water it. What?
But I really enjoy having a little plant in my, but I have those fake peonies on my island that look so real, but I would really like to do, I'm just going to keep talking as she.
This is actually, okay. So by the way, lavender can grow in Ohio.
Okay. I'm not surprised, but I think I need to like go and I wish, do we have like a flower district here? You know, like how,
yes, of course,
New York City, they have like that flower district and people bring home like 7-foot peony stalks, yeah, you know?
Yeah, sunflowers, right, growing out of their, oh, balcony. My God,
sunflowers. That's like, I can't think about a sunflower right now. That reminds me of back to school.
By the way, it's not a lilac either. So don't,
I was assuming it wasn't a lilac.
I'm going to ask AI.
But I think I should get some flowers to do some flower arrangements. Just like what small ones.
What is the purple flower that is similar in texture and size
in to smell, lavender? What about smell?
No, it smelled awful.
Okay. So is that when it was a dead giveaway that you were not sniffing lavender?
Also, it looked like lavender, but it was like not. Nepeti?
I feel like white roses.
Salvia. It was salvia.
Salvia? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Wait, was it salvia?
God, I hope it is. So we can move on.
So it was salvia, and I was like an idiot. And I pick up this whole thing, and I sniff it. It wasn't lavender. It was stupid. Anyways.
The last thing we'll talk about with plants before we actually get into our show, mm-hmm, because I don't even know how we arrived here. But do you feel like we got to give it a rest with the right white roses at weddings?
I didn't know that was a problem.
I really thought you were going to agree. I thought,
oh my
you
God,
were be
wait,
like,
is this like a thing?
I don't know. I just feel like every time it's like, oh, they got married. Like, what a cute couple. And see, then it's I just like, boom, white roses.
Every time someone gets married, they use white lilies.
Oh, you're
I'm kind of an anti-lily person.
Yeah. We're not.
I mean, they kill animals.
Well, for starters, they're murderers.
They're murderers. And they stain your clothes. And honestly, I'm allergic to them. So...
Well, okay.
I'm not a big fan of lilies.
Let me know
if we're
what
talking
you guys,
about plants we don't like.
I want to know from a wedding expert in the wedding industry. I want to know what your number one summer, DM us, message us, email us, call me.
Call
what
me.
Your number one flower is requested for a summer wedding. I want to know right now.
And I also want to talk about how
you know
I love
what I can't
bluebells.
Stand? You know what we can't stand before we get to bluebells, yeah, though, is baby's breath.
So there's a time and a place for baby's breath, and I don't think it should be in your wedding bouquet because it is a weed, and it's extremely just like, come on.
The first time I registered that this is not good, you know, that the baby's breath is not what you want, is we were sitting at some lunch, and I overheard some women talking at
a
table.
Oh my God, I was there. This is funny.
And they were recounting. I mean, we were young. I don't know, like, I was like middle school, elementary school, and they were talking about this wedding, and they go, well, she had baby's breath in her bouquet. And I'm like, oh God, like I would have thought that she was
baby's breath. Right. I thought that she had like committed a crime. Right. The way that they were talking about her.
Yeah.
And
she walked down with a bouquet of dandelions.
I think there is a time and a place for baby's breath as a filler. I honestly do like it.
Same.
And I like it if it's in like an old vase, like by itself, like a rosebud vase, like just by itself. I think it's very pretty. But, it's kind of whimsical to me.
It is very whimsical. And I feel like, okay, like you said, it should be a filler. We should be having baby's breath in an outdoor wedding. When I walk in,
if I see a full bouquet of baby's breath, I'm like, is something wrong? You know what I really love? And I learned this while reading The Age of Innocence is the different meanings behind the flowers.
Oh.
And like the colors, like yellow is friendship, I think. There's like different meanings behind the different colors of the flowers.
Yeah.
You know what flower I cannot stand?
What?
I cannot.
What's her name?
Stand.
What's
it.
Her name? Who did she date?
I'm gonna name drop her. She's being name dropped. First and last name. Carnations.
Oh.
You put a carnation in front of me, I'm slapping it out of your hand.
Don't even come.
White carnations, yellow carnations, the dyed red, white, and blue carnations, the pink. I cannot stand carnations.
You and Grammy hate carnations.
No, I think Grammy likes carnations.
You're lying.
I actually. We're going to need to fact check that. I for some reason, I feel like she likes them.
I thought she didn't like them. Should I text her?
Text her, see if she responds, like while we're recording. And I think it happened in middle school when they were going around for Dollar Carnation Day on Valentine's Day. And like everyone, all these people were getting like the red carnations, which was like, oh, I like you. And yeah. I was getting like, my friends were sending me carnations. And I'm like, well, what about the boys? Like in eighth grade.
Right.
And I was so angry.
I said, random question, but do you like carnations or do you not like carnations?
Yeah, say it's like we're talking about it on the pod for some context. So I think that's kind of what triggered it. I don't like their stems. I don't like their flowers. They are an off-brand ranuncula.
No, I actually think it was a cute idea on the middle school part, yeah. But like that kind of, but when I see it like at a wedding or like elsewhere.
I've never seen it at a wedding.
Truthfully. Oh, I've seen it at a wedding.
And then when we joined,
people do crazy stuff at weddings.
People, there are literally no limits for weddings. Mm-hmm. When we joined Chi Omega, our flower is a white carnation. And white carnation is like the best of the carnations, but I still don't like it.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be popping up throughout our life as carnations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was another one that I just had on the tip of my tongue. Oh, a chrysanthemum.
Well, that just brings back so many wonderful memories of reading the book.
I love a chrysanthemum. It actually reminds me of this exact time of year. I feel like she's not going to respond because she's probably busy, but
yeah.
So should we pivot from the plant
conversation? I think we should get started. Right. I don't know. I hope you guys enjoyed it, but
next week we're going to talk about shrubbery.
And you already know where we're going with that.
Yeah. Boxwood.
That's where we're going with that.
You knew where we were going.
Yep. Let's save it.
Yeah, all right, we'll save it. We'll table that. We don't want to have all the fun in one day. Why don't we pivot to some bows and lows for this week?
You go first. I'm always going first.
I've got two pretty good ones. My bow for this week is I got a really exciting invitation to an event, which I was like, is this an oversight? It wasn't. It was not. To a very exciting, like, influencing business networking conference
convention
that's not for a few months, but I was just beyond tickled and frankly honored that I was invited. So that was my bow. My low was this morning I woke up to my fire alarm going off at 6 a.m. Fire alarm starts going off at 6 a.m. I'm like, okay, so the building's on fire, great. Like I get dressed and I
in an emergency,
run out into the hallway.
Let me do a quick 6-step skincare routine before the fire.
Right, I'm like packing a bag, you know. and I run out to the hallway and nobody's there. I'm like, okay, so it's just my unit going off. Great. So then I come back inside and it's so loud. Also, it beeped like in the middle of the night, which is also terrifying. But then it stopped and it was like part of my dream looking back on it. Like that was real life. So it was kind of foreshadowing. So then it stops, but I'm like dressed. I'm like, okay, well, like 6 a.m. Like I'm kind of still tired. So I put my pajamas back on and I get into bed. the fire alarm starts going off again. And I'm like, okay, I should have just kept my clothes on. I know nothing's on fire. So I just sit on my balcony and I like get the text.
Sit on my balcony.
It's so hot.
You didn't do anything to like fix it.
No. So
you didn't like hit it with a broom.
I'm like going through my email to find the text message to the property manager. And I like send her a text message. So then it shuts off. And then it goes off for a third time. So then I was just up. And then she like got back to me sending somebody up. Like, we're going to go fix it. Just like not a fun way to start your day.
No. And I wonder what was setting it off. It seems like it was dead.
I think they, and then it was a like, new building. So
but
I
then
think
it was like tripping maybe.
Right. So, but the funniest thing was like, I thought everybody was getting this message.
Of course.
It was just me.
It was just you. And what's crazy is like none of your neighbors like knocked on your door and was like, hey,
no, also,
are you on fire?
No. Like, when I ran out into the hallway and like shut my door, you really couldn't hear it from the inside.
I mean, like yay for insulation, but like bad for safety.
I like don't really worry too much, knock on wood, because we do all have balconies. There's a way out. It's not like I...
Do you have one of those ladders?
I do have one of those ladders.
Well, you're...
So I'm fine. Anyway, that's my low. What? Talk about your bows and lows. You have a lot of explaining to do when it comes to your health.
Yes, I do. Thank you guys so much for being so concerned about my health. Last episode, I was watching it on YouTube just to, you know, see how things were looking. Thank you all so much for being so concerned, because I was looking back at the YouTube clips just to, you know, see how things were looking on the pod.
Right.
And I looked so ghastly pale. Looking back, that was the beginning of my true sickness. Let me just explain what happened. Graduation weekend, months ago. It was literally a month and a half ago. Yeah, a month and a week. I got laryngitis and then I got a classic cold. Like nothing more than that. I came home, I rested that whole week. I was fine. We go to Europe, I'm home, I'm totally fine. Then I like started getting drippage.
Yep.
And like things yep. started percolating. And I had gone out. This is what it was. This is what it was.
Admit, come on, admit it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Say it.
You did something.
So I went out 2 days in a row, got zero sleep, and it like reinvigorated a sickness. Then we go to New York City and like I was not.
She wasn't okay.
Okay. My lymph nodes were ginormous. The stuffiness, I was like, oh, I just have a sinus infection. Turns out
you just didn't want to call the doctor.
I didn't want to call the doctor, and I didn't want to have to go in and explain and blah 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 blah. I got
you're so swamped
swamped between the podcast and looking at the plants and my needle pointing, like I don't have time.
Right.
So my sickness got so bad in New York City, I actually was like, I think my eardrum's going to burst on the plane ride home.
Because mom was like, you need to call the doctor right now. You're not getting better. She was fading on us on Tuesday. Also, like the last podcast episode where you thought that you like poisoned yourself.
No, I'm sorry. I did not. I might have poisoned myself with the coconut cult, but I definitely was just sick.
Yeah.
And I was blaming the coconut cult.
The way that I like thought about taking that chunk out, but like it was so integrated in our conversation that it would have made no sense like the rest of the show. But I was like, I knew as I was editing it, like this is incorrect information.
Yeah.
You were like blaming the coconut cult. You just confirmed that it was not, you were sick.
I can confirm that I was not poisoned by coconut cult, and I was using that as an excuse to not call the doctor. I blamed coconut cult. Then we went to New York. I got sicker. I thought I could handle it myself. I couldn't. I go to the doctor. She's like, babe, what's going on? Your lymph nodes are out of control. Your tonsils are so swollen. I don't know how you're breathing. And I said, I can't hear out of my left ear.
Senses were going.
Yeah. So she's like, here is a strong antibiotic. Go rest.
Go rest. It was Wednesday, Thursday. You were fully in bed. Luckily, it was like rainy, gross, or whatever. So you're like tucked away. I didn't see you for 2 days. And then on Friday, you came back downstairs.
I came back downstairs.
Yes, you came back downstairs. That's when I looked at your tonsils and I was like, I have never seen anything like this. Long story short, Elizabeth's fine. We took care of it.
Long story short, I'm the picture of health right now.
Did you have a bow?
Oh.
Oh, talk about this weekend.
Oh my God, I do have a bow. So I was feeling better on Friday, and so we had tickets to the Summer Solstice event, which happens at the Art Museum in Cleveland. So one of my good friends and I went, and it was this outdoor event, probably like 1,000 people.
Wow.
Like amazing. It was so much fun. My friend said it was one of the best nights of her life.
You look so cute. I loved your outfit. Thank you.
I was actually wearing this skirt and then I had a different top on and it was all white with my little cherry woven bag from the Bahamas. The woman literally wove it in front of me and put my initials on it. It's one of my prized possessions. So it was so much fun. Met a ton of interesting characters, like cool people. And we were there till midnight. The dancing was out of control.
I love that people were dancing. It looked very summery and festive from your stories. I slept in
until 1 the next day.
Well, yeah, that probably took a lot out of you. Yeah. I was at a wedding this weekend in Pittsburgh, which was really fun. It was on Saturday and beautiful summery, just good vibes. You know, a summer wedding. It's wedding season. Literally everybody in Pittsburgh was there for a wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Like I think it was just like a big wedding weekend. And I really loved my dress. It was last year Kay Unger. And talk about a brand that's just like not getting as much recognition. Like they have such wonderful classic wedding guest looks and just dresses in general. And so tasteful, so nicely made, great price point. So not an ad, but it was a good dress. So yeah, that was my weekend. And
that's just a brand collab we would love to hear about.
Well, I kind of work with them.
Oh, do you?
We're doing one, I think, like a mother-daughter post coming up soon.
Wow.
We've been in communication. Wow. So now we're going to get into the actual bulk of the show. And Bitsy, who runs our socials for Bose & Co., asked you guys to submit some questions. So you're going to read those off to us.
There's a ton of questions.
Good.
So we'll try to get through as many as we can. The first one that just popped up, and this is actually kind of piggybacking off of kind of things we were talking about earlier today at lunch, tips for staying safe living alone. You know what my tip is?
Go ahead.
I got an apartment Ring camera and it is a normal Ring camera, but it attaches to your door from the inside. So like you can't rip it off your apartment door. It like suctions to the inside of your door, whatever. It wraps around. Just look it up. And it gave me so much peace because there was one night that like, I heard weird noises in the hallway at like 4 a.m., 3 a.m. And I just popped on the Ring camera and like I can see everything that's happening.
Something else that I do sometimes, like if I know that I'm going to get home late and I don't know, you just always like think that somebody's going to be in your apartment.
Of course. I always think that somebody's in my room.
I keep all I will leave, like I'll open up my closet door, I'll open up like both of the doors in the bathroom, like I keep all the doors open.
Good call.
And like the lights on, but I'll like close my blinds so when I come back like everything's well lit and like I can see everything.
Tips for staying safe living alone.
Okay, well I do know that they have those they look like a stick and you like put it on your under your like handle or your lock, so if somebody does try to come in, like it would stop them.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, so I know that a lot of girls have that because I always see it on like Prime Days, people share it, and Prime Day's coming up, so that would be a really good one. A Ring camera would be really good because also like you can see the Ring camera from the outside, so like people know like they're being recorded, so like no funny business.
Into a place
make friends,
a
have a buddy,
maybe.
That's always good to like doorman, something like
buddy
that.
buddy system and camera systems.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Thank you, Jillian.
That is hard, though. Living alone can be tricky. I know in the beginning when I first moved in.
But that goes into our next question, your biggest advice for a post-grad girl from Emma.
Oh, post-grad girl. I mean, you could also weigh in on this as being freshly post-grad. In fact, you might actually have better advice.
I think the biggest advice is, like, traveling. Seriously. Like,
wow. Okay.
Seeing new experiences.
I kind of interpreted the question a little differently. I would say like as far as making friends and if you're moving to a new city or you're trying to adjust like from college where you might have like this big friend group, my biggest advice is like it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight and, you know, always say yes to things. Put yourself out there. Plan things. Be the first person to ask others to go do something. But also like don't beat yourself up because it does take time.
That's something that you told me and I've like really stuck to because I was like down and out last week, so I like had to cancel plans with friends and I was like, oh my god, like I'm not gonna make any friends if I don't go out. Like, you were like, these people are still gonna be here,
right?
You don't have to become best friends with them right away,
right?
You continually meet new people, like
continually.
So I don't think you have to put so much pressure on yourself to quickly make friends, quickly have a friend group.
No, I think
you're literally like, I'm here forever, so like,
right,
I have time.
It takes time. And like things like, you know, happy hours are like way more easier to do. Meet them after work or, you know, meet up with a couple friends who you work with and just like offered, just planning things. People love to be invited, which is like sometimes I think you think that you're being like not a nuisance, but like, oh, I don't want to say too much. People love to be invited.
And like,
and also I think like if you're making new friends, like I made a bunch of like new adult friends post-grad. Like I feel like it takes a lot longer to almost get closer to that person. Because you don't see them as often. But that doesn't mean that like you're not going to be really close friends in the end of it. It just takes longer than when you're in high school and when you're in college.
And I think I've been lucky because a lot of my friends did move back to Cleveland, and a lot of people from Miami who aren't even from Cleveland move here. So at least I had a good basis of people that I knew, even from grade school, who moved back. And then the key for me is going to new events.
Which
like,
you did this
summer
weekend.
Solstice was a brand new event. I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
And mom was like, you should definitely go and like experience what Cleveland has to offer. Experience what your city has to offer.
And things like book clubs or like, I'm trying to think like, I mean, I always
run
go back
clubs.
To, I literally, I always go back to workout classes.
Yeah.
Like you can meet so many people in workout classes. Like
I
Pilates,
love it.
Yoga, stuff like that. Spin, cycle bar, whatever.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Emily, do you like your Mini Cooper? Thoughts or pros and cons? I am in search for a new car.
This is such a great question. I feel like I never talk about my car. I've had my Mini Cooper for, seriously, I've had my Mini Cooper for coming up on 3 years. And this was like my first like big girl purchase, I would say.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Because we graduated college and Elizabeth like took our car back, which is now your car. So I needed a car. And I actually did like, I would say a fair amount of research. Because I didn't know what I wanted and I was like purchasing it on my own. So I wanted to be like cognizant of that. You guys, the moment I sat in that car, I was like, you're the one. Like I just knew. And I was like, I wanted to fight it too. Cause I'm like, what a small car.
You know, like what a teeny tiny car.
And it is.
The size doesn't matter.
And the other thing is like people are like, it's deceivingly large. No, it's not.
No,
like
it's
you
not.
See it. Like, you know, sometimes when people are like, oh, I actually thought this would be bigger. Like if you like live in a house or whatever, like,
I never once.
Don't judge a book by its cover. No, what you see.
Like, that's exactly what it is.
It's actually smaller in the inside.
Yeah. The first time I ever got in your car.
You were like borderline like, whoa.
I was like worried. I'm like, how is this functioning as a
vehicle?
Oh my
God. No, I love it. And what I always think back to it because I try to like romanticize the situation is like, what a funny car for like a fun time in my life. Like, I'm going to look back when I'm like in 10 years, like when I'm driving like a real substantial car with like an engine.
Like a real car.
I'm kidding. And I'm going to be like,
with an engine.
Or like when I have kids one day, I'm like, oh my God, like remember that time that like I drove a Mini Cooper around for like 3 years? Like, what a kook. What
no,
a kook.
And the funny thing is like,
what?
You're like tall. And like, and the way that you fold your body to get into the car, and then you just like, zoom. Like, you just like zip
oh,
off
I
in
zoom.
It.
Like, you can zoom in the corners that you can
oh
take.
Oh my God. Like, I think the other day I had to drive her car because mine was like, parked weirdly, whatever. I had to take your car and I was reaching to get my sunglasses. So I'm one hand on the wheel and I'm reaching over, and the way I accidentally swerved into the other lane, it is so touchy.
Yeah, yeah. You are driving.
Yes, the pedal, everything is so touchy because it's so small and it's like a race car. It's like a racing golf cart.
It's a golf cart. It's a golf cart. Actually, the golf cart that we have at the lake house is actually raised higher than my car.
It is.
The other thing about the Mini Cooper is that it's very low.
Like you legit, you're like 5'9", 5'10". You fold your body into that car. And then you just, you always wave. Bye.
I do wish like this time of year, of course, I wish I got like the convertible version of it.
No, but not in the winter because you can already hear everything on that high. When you go on a highway in the
Mini
Cooper,
it's pretty crazy.
It's like a rushing wind tunnel.
And I love when people take videos of me like as I'm pulling away or like on the street because I get those pictures and I realize like how tiny.
No, you are a car that thinks you're huge. And then you're like, Elizabeth, am I gonna fit in this spot? I'm like, fit in this spot? You can fit 15 other cars in this spot.
No, it has zero trunk space. Like, it's technically a
zero back space.
It's technically a four seater, but like, it's made for children. Like, it's
made for kids. Four adult people can never
actually
fit
wait
in there.
I think that there's a middle there's a middle seat.
That's the craziest thing I've
ever
heard.
I have no idea who on the production team like thought when they
Cooper
said,
was out of his mind when he thought he could make a Mini of this.
Actually, Mini was like is like a generous name for it. Like it's
oh my God, it should be like it's the smallest vehicle I've ever been in.
Also, I get really offended when people call it like black and white. It's actually pearl and white. It's pearl. And when I went and got my car, it was like the only one on the lot that was pearl and white. Everything like I wanted. I'm like, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to get such a crazy car, like where nothing can fit in it, like it might. I wanted it to have personality. I wanted it to have spunk. And like I saw the pearl and white and it was perfect. Also, something that I don't advertise, like obviously for safety purposes, is like I have a personalized license plate. But like all that to say, like I've genuinely like never enjoyed these past 3 years more with a car. Like I seriously love
you're
my
going
Mini 12
Cooper. Miles an hour and you think it's 45.
I love my Mini Cooper. I zip, I zag, it's I call it my town car, it's the Beau Mobile. Like she has really like, and yeah, and like is it, do certain boxes not fit in the car?
Yes.
Do I have to take several trips to the UPS store? Yes. But like it's all worth it because I feel like that was like my first, it just represented the time in my life. It's like, what a fun car. So I will be looking for a new car that's larger.
Yeah.
Because like,
or just regular size.
Certain people can't fit in the car.
You almost can't fit in the car.
Yeah. You know who loves driving it? His dad.
Well, it's such a, it is fun for like a little bit. Like if we're just zipping around.
I've never taken it like on a road trip.
No.
Maybe the farthest I've gone, like an hour with it.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Where like, have you gone? Where are you going?
To the dealership. No. He's like 50 minutes away.
What are some fun 4th of July traditions you have? What are you looking forward to doing most 4th of July?
Well, I'm super excited that 4th of July this year lands on a Friday because I feel like it's just going to be very festive. And that whole weekend, like everyone's just going to roll into it. People are not going to be working. It's going to be great fun. I really hope that it's good weather. That really is going to be a bummer.
There's been
not.
A few summers. It's been raining.
Last summer, it was drizzling.
I almost blew a fuse.
Yeah. I do feel like we have some pretty strong looks for 4th of July. I mean, I just love 4th of July so much. Like it's just
a great holiday. I have a lot of girlfriends from college coming in. I'm really excited to be hosting, to see them.
Yeah, you have friends coming and staying with us, which will be really fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been posting up a storm about it on Instagram. You would think that it's like,
well, it is a 6-day event. It is.
No, I know, but somebody commented and they were like, girl, it's one day. Because I was like,
no, it's not.
It's a weekend. It's also a lifestyle.
No, it's the whole week.
It's the whole week.
It's the Monday before to the Monday after.
Yes. And also, like, we go to Chicago this weekend for our trunk show. And then, like, we get back and it's the next weekend. Like, we're already behind.
It's already July 4th.
It's July 4th.
Someone also said favorite swimsuits.
For some reason, like, didn't really order new swimsuits last year. I feel like I kind of go, like, every other year. But we just got some new swimsuits this year. And I always love, like, J. Crew swimsuits. Honestly, like, Target has some really cute swimsuits this season. J. Crew Factory always has just, like, good staple pieces. Solid and Stripes I've loved. Recently, the sizing has, like, actually become – I ordered a medium, and I thought it was made for, like, a Polly Pocket, and I just sent it back. I didn't even try to get into it. I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know what's going on. But they have really cool, like, cover-ups and, like short sets and stuff. So those are my suggestions.
That's super
actually
exciting.
I should do like a roundup on my Instagram. Good question.
Here are some other questions. A way to romanticize the mundane in life. You do such a good job of it. Heart. Thank
I mean
you,
I
Kelsey.
Think we do that like in so many different ways.
For instance, I'm wearing a long skirt today,
dressing up,
and a cardigan set. Like that's bananas for a Tuesday.
I'm in a long
and I feel great
sundress and I have a bunch of jewelry on, and like starting with your outfit,
I didn't know
the way that you skip throughout the day, and like everybody just like you get compliments, and like if you
skip?
No, I'm sorry. Like metaphorically. Oh, sorry.
Because sometimes I do. So I didn't know if you were referring
to that.
I'm
sorry, not just you, like everybody. The way that like you would, this person would, oh my gosh. Hello,
hey, queen.
Hi. Our producer just came downstairs, actually kind of scared me. Very quiet.
Jumpy. See how we're jumpy people?
These are really noise canceling.
These are not safe to wear alone.
No. but just like starting with dressing up, starting with like looking forward to getting a little coffee or like going for an afternoon walk, planning things throughout the week. We romanticize everything, I think, to a fault. To the point we're almost like raising expectations, and then people might be like, oh, this was like really normal.
Right. It's like you didn't need to make a whole thing about this.
Yes, exactly. So that's,
I love making things out of nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last question that we're gonna do is, any more pop-up shops this summer from Kay?
Yes. We are getting really, really excited.
Thank you, Kay.
We have our trunk show coming up this weekend in Chicago at Shop Boutique, June 28th, Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. You will be there, Bitsy.
I will be there. I'm actually so excited for this weekend.
So excited.
Did we already talk about this? I can't remember.
I touched upon it last week, but you were, or whenever the last episode was, you were very not well. So you might have not remembered it.
Honestly, that whole week was a blur. Saturday, we are going to Shopatique for your pop-up shop. Last year, it was a huge success.
It was electric.
It was a raving success.
We're really excited about this weekend. We hope to have more trunk shows in the future, but we hope to see you guys there if you're in the Chicago area. I actually just got my dress for the event, so things are looking
I'm going to go see it after.
Yes.
And then we're also going to go to Third Coast Needle. Is that what it's called? Third Coast Stitching.
Yeah. Stitching. I think they actually moved, so we're going to get some new summer projects. So yeah, we're really looking forward to our trunk show, and we hope to see you guys there. I also am running a giveaway on my Instagram right now if you want to participate in that, just as like a big summer thank you. I'm trying to think of any other housekeeping that I might have for you guys. I think that's it. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Bose and Company. Be sure to follow us all on our social media. We'll see you guys there at the trunk show this weekend. Stay it with me, and remember that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.